Area Voices tells the arts, the culture, and the history stories of northern Minnesota. And May has already been pretty full of unique country-oriented holidays. We had Cinco de Mayo, May Day, and coming up tomorrow is one as a transplant to northern Minnesota I had never heard of until recently. And it's called Sitin de Mayo. Sitin de Mayo?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's been going on for almost 200 years now. And I've got George Ole Olson in the studio to educate us about this holiday and celebration. So good morning, George.
Good morning. And hopefully I can shed some light on this.
Well, I sure hope so.
Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for popping in. So what is the history of this holiday?
Well, for almost 400 years, Norway was ruled by Denmark. And during the Napoleonic Wars, Denmark sided with Napoleon, and Sweden sided with other allies that fought against Napoleon. And, of course, as we know, Napoleon was defeated. And in the Treaty of Kiel in January of 1814, Norway was ceded to Sweden. And if anybody knows the history between Sweden and Norway, they didn't always see eye to eye. Norway did not want to be ruled by Sweden. So in an effort to declare independence, 112 delegates from all over Norway, all classes of people, farmers, military, shopkeepers, they were elected to represent their districts in a constitutional assembly that gathered in Eidsvoll, Norway, in April of 1814, and on 17th of May, they signed the Constitution, which is based on the French and the American constitutions. So they, in that way, they declared their independence, which did not last very long. By October, they were, in July actually of 1814, they were defeated by Sweden in a short 14-day war, where Sweden forced them to go with the treaty conditions, and they became a union. The King of Sweden, Carl Johan, let them keep their constitution, though, with minor changes. And so for 100 years, they were ruled by Sweden until June 7th of 1905, when they became once again, after some centuries of being dominated by other countries, their own independent nation again.
I'm learning. a lot. So Norwegians around the world have been celebrating this day.
Oh, yeah. It took a few years to become a full-fledged celebration. They started gradually to have parades, and in 1869 was the first children's parade, and actually the day is geared towards children. You'll never see a military parade or any political parades. The biggest parade is the children's parade, or Barnetoget.
Okay.
And so they march up in Oslo, which is the capital of Norway. There's a main street that leads to the palace of the royal family, the king and queen. And it's called Karl Johans Gata, or Karl Johans Street. And there's thousands and thousands of kids and people marching up the street to the palace and going around in front of the palace. And the royal family stands there waving to the people until the very last person marches by. Then there's parades for the general public, a lot of eating. And this is a day when the kids get to eat ice cream and pop and sweets and hot dogs to their fullest content. I mean, it's that one day of the year where they have no restrictions on what they eat.
And, oh, my goodness.
And the adults, of course, too, have dinners afterwards and parties. And there's a lot of speeches by children and adults both that talk before and after the parades. The whole country celebrates, even small towns like... I'm from Northholm, and we have 200 people, but a town even that small would have its parades and their parties and their programs, I mean, the whole country celebrates. You'll see flags everywhere being waved, and it's a great day.
So you're bringing the celebration to Bemidji, to the Concordia Language Villages.
Yeah, our Sons of Norway Lodge here in Bemidji, it's been around since 1970, and we're very heavily involved with Skofjorden, the language village.
The Norwegian language village.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're very heavily involved, and we celebrate each year out there on the 17th of May with a banquet and the world's smallest, shortest sitting in my parade probably there is in the world, but it doesn't take very long. But everybody participates, from the kids and on up to the adults. Anybody that can still get out and motivate, we march around Skofjorden and waving flags and singing songs, and just like they do in Norway.
Yeah.
And then we have a banquet and we have a program. And this year we're having Erik Bergesen to play and sing for us. So it should be a great evening. It's always fun. It's something I look forward to every year, mm-hmm. As that's part of my heritage, as being a Norwegian American. And anything Norwegian or about Norway, I love to do.
Have you been doing that, celebrating since you were a kid? I mean, were your parents into it?
No. Ah. No, they weren't. My father talked about different things from when he was a child, different foods and whatever, but I never really got into it until I was an adult probably. And my wife was raised with Norwegian foods like lutefisk and rømmegrøt and all those Norwegian foods. She was raised around it, so, and she probably helped awaken that pride in that part of my heritage. And then I got into genealogy pretty heavily, so, you know.
When did your family come to this country from Norway?
My great-grandfather, Ole Olsen, came from Norway in 1880, in June of 1880, with one sister, and then the same year another sister came over. My great-grandmother came in 1882 to North Dakota.
Okay.
Oh, and a lot of Norwegians live in this part of the world. Why? How did that migration happen, and why did it happen here?
Yeah, I find that part fascinating, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest settlements, it was kind of an eastern migration. The first major migration that's credited with happening was in 1825 with the sloop called the Restoration that took off from Stavanger, Norway. And the first big concentration was actually in Brooklyn, New York. That used to be a very big Norwegian community. From there, they started migrating west to Illinois, around the Fox River area. From there, they went up through Iowa. Decorah, Iowa is a very big settlement. From there, they went to Wisconsin, Muskega, Wisconsin, over into Minnesota. Spring Grove was probably the first city in Minnesota that was settled by Norwegians. And from there to Minneapolis. Minneapolis used to be a very big Norwegian community. And from there spread out to North Dakota and out to Washington. And even a group went to Texas. There's a big community in Texas, which seems kind of strange to a lot of people.
Strange, well, climate-wise, yeah. Even, it does seem like a strange jump.
Yes, it does. It does. When I found that out, I was amazed that they would want to go to Texas, but, you know, each to his own.
Yeah, exactly. So tomorrow night, it starts at 5.
Yes.
And can anybody come? And, I mean, I know it costs money to pay for, you pay for the meal, but it's open to everybody.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You don't have to, it's open to the public, whoever would like to come and participate and enjoy the meal and the entertainment. They're very welcome to come.
Kind of a fun way to learn more about our neighbors' histories and where they come from,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
How are you preparing? You been cooking?
No, I haven't. I've been thinking about it a lot. You know, a couple weeks ago, I was at Skofjorden for an adult program where you're kind of immersed like the children are in the summer, and I had baked lefse and and sun buckles and stuff to give, bring treats. I bring treats every year because I like to bake and I like to do the Scandinavian baking. So yeah, and I've just been preparing mentally, I guess, for Sutnamai, and just getting in the mood.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much for me to get in the mood, but for, to celebrate.
Right. Well, I know there's, do I pronounce it Krumkaka?
Yeah, Krumkaka.
Krumkaka?
Yeah.
That's enough of a pull for me. Yeah. I want to get out there.
Well, that's, I don't know if that'll be out there, but yes.
Well, I know it will because I was emailing with somebody, one of your cohorts, who said she couldn't come today because that's what she was baking.
Oh, I think I know who you were talking about as far as a cohort, yes.
So I know it's there.
Yes, and that cohort makes pretty good Krumkaka.
Yum. Yeah. That is George Ole Olsen. And he is one of the organizers for the Sutnamai celebration that is starting tomorrow night at 5 o'clock at the Concordia Language Villages, Skugfjorden, which is the village, Norwegian village.
Yep.
Yeah, so you actually, not only do you get to experience your speakers and the celebration, but it's like you're right in Norway with the architecture and everything.
Yeah, if anybody's ever been out there, it does look like a lot of places in Norway with the... With the lake right there and the woods and the hills and the buildings. Yep, it's like a piece of Norway.
Perfect. We'll have a great time tomorrow night.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep.
If you want more information about that event, give us a call, 800-662-5799.